And we're back with another episode of the American Cattleman Podcast and our special producer profile. Just ahead, we have the American Cattleman publisher Gail McKinney as he sits down with the team from Wagyu 365 to discuss their upcoming dispersal sale. But first, a word from Bob Tallman and our sponsor, Rawhide Portable Corral.
We understand cattle. That's why the world's first hydraulic corral just keeps getting better. Our system is simple, flexible, and durable, built to keep your cattle operations easy and trouble-free. All the best features of a portable system with unmatched customer service is why Rawhide is often imitated, never duplicated. The Rawhide Portable Corral.
Today, you will learn more about the history of JDH Wagyu and some more details about their upcoming total dispersal sale that's coming up in April. Just a quick reminder, for previous producer profile podcasts, check out our website, www.americancattleman.com. Before we kick it over to Gail, here's Michael with a quick word from our sponsor, Lewis Cattle Oilers.
For cattlemen, choosing the right pest control program for your cattle can be expensive and frustrating. The Lewis Cattle Oiler provides effective, year-long control of all major pests. Treatment is effective throughout varying life cycles and feeding habits. Controlling pests the Lewis way saves time and minimizes the cost per animal. The convenience of the self-treatment system eliminates stress caused by extra trips through the chute. Lewis Cattle Oiler.
Now here is Gail McKinney.
Thanks, Dustin. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast and our special producer profile. Thank you so much for joining us again today. I'm Gail McKinney. I'm the publisher of American Cattleman, and I'm pleased to have you here with me for this episode of Producer Profile. Today's special guest is Kylie McKenna with Wagyu 365. Welcome to the American Cattleman Podcast, Kylie.
Thanks, Gail. Happy to be here.
We're glad to have you. I'm excited for this one. You know, I do a lot of these and get to talk to a lot of different producers and sale managers and marketing companies. But this one's really got my interest piqued. And we're gonna talk about the big event sale, which is the total and complete dispersal of the JDH Wagyu herd here in just a little bit. But let's start out talking about Wagyu 365. Can you give me a little background on yourself and your team there at Wagyu 365 and just what you folks do?
Sure, Gail. Here at Wagyu 365, I guess we're a livestock brokerage firm. Our headquarters are out of Nashville, Tennessee. Basically what we do, Gail, is we're a livestock brokerage firm that works and markets Wagyu, seed stock Wagyu cattle across the country and North America and abroad. We manage sales and several different states, have several bright light sales, a lot of producer sales. We are the quintessential seed stock marketeers of Wagyu cattle. And in this particular situation, we've been blessed to put together the largest ever Wagyu sale hosted in continental United States and the largest seed stock sale ever hosted in the United States as well.
That's going to be quite a sale. And yeah, I bet you are proud for doing that. Hey, Kylie, we have to disclose that if there's a commotion, you've got a 6- and a 4-year-old there, right?
Yes, sir, we do. Yes, sir, we do. So I apologize in advance.
I'm sure they'll be fine. So we have coming up just in a few weeks here the big event sale. It's a 3-day live online auction, which is going to be the complete dispersal of the JDH Wagyu herd. The sale is going to be held on April 20th. 21st and 22nd, and we think that starting time is going to be at 1 o'clock, so folks, you'll need to check back on that.
Gail, 9 a.m.
Is it going to be, sorry about that, at 9 a.m. So it's going to be 9 a.m., folks, on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of April. Let's go into detail on that sale, Kylie. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
You bet. The complete and total dispersion of the JDH Wagyu program, it's going to encompass approximately 400 head, selling as 3,000 lots, and found within this sale group, we'll have several spring calving cows, fall bred females, developmental groups, 500 bulls, a host of genetics on offer. In conjunction with that, approximately 1,100 head of Angus females bred Wagyu, both calving in spring and fall. So there will be a variety of groups found within this complete sale set of substantive quantity throughout.
So what we're talking about this, it would seem to me, I mean, a huge, large sale with seed stock, with bloodlines that can take other seed stock producers a long way, but just a good offering even for that commercial producer.
That's correct. You know, the core basis of the JDH program has not only been the seed stock business, but just as importantly, the meat business. That's actually their background is they've developed meat programs across the country and facilitate Wagyu beef programs. And so this entire herd, if you will, has had a couple different missions, one being to service the seed stock producer, but also to seed stock, or there's also a commodity element to it.
Sure.
In which it speaks to the meat business. So with this volume, I mean, there will be opportunity for commercial cattlemen, seed stock cattlemen, cattle feeders, all encompassing, if you will.
And you're an expert here in the Wagyu industry. Tell us why that Wagyu genetic pool is so important to commercial producers. I don't think it's probably got the legs that it really should have here over the years, but it's certainly getting there now.
Sure. One of the unique things about the Wagyu product, obviously, we're in a current time where the consumer's seeking the pursuit of prime, if you will. And of all the cattle breeds I have the pleasure of representing, Wagyu does one thing and one thing better than any other breed that I'm aware of, and that is marble. And so not only do they offer calving ease advantages, but just as importantly, as they go to the rail, you're going to see a lot of prime and prime plus type end product. And that's really been the allure to the Wagyu product is their ability to infuse marbling into any genetic population they're introduced to. Yeah.
So let's go into the auction itself a little bit. And this is totally online. Can we talk about the process, how folks register, just how it's going to work and the basics?
Sure. So it's a live online auction. So what that essentially is you'll hear a live auctioneer come over the internet, and not unlike Superior Commercial Calf Video Sales, you'll see a video of the animal selling and hear an auctioneer, and you'll have the opportunity to bid either at bid.superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv, either platform of your choosing. The sale itself will be hosted in Weatherford, Texas at Superior Productions headquarters, and it'll be a three-day event, as aforementioned, selling approximately 900 to 1,100 lots per day for 3 days. All the registered stock will be sold in one-by-one fashion. The commercial side of this program will be showcased in groups of fives and tens, so there'll be opportunities to buy that way, I suppose you'd say, Gail.
Sure. So if we're looking at this, let's just go back through the detail a little bit, because this is a big one. So on April 20 and 21, we have down that we're going to do 1,800-plus head of registered black Wagyu females.
Correct.
Followed by 2,000 embryos. It'll be sold as 400 lots, and those are black Wagyu embryos.
Correct.
On April 22nd, we have registered black Wagyu bulls, and there's going to be 600-plus head of those.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And then we get into some commercial and unregistered females, 1,200-plus head.
That is correct.
And then
finally,
we'll close it up with registered black Wagyu semen, and that's going to be about 31,000 units, it looks like.
That's correct, Gail. Yeah, so there'll be a subset of something for everybody. That's a Wagyu enthusiast of any kind.
Yeah, this is an amazing sale, and why don't we give folks contact information here? I'm sure there's going to be lots of questions, and you guys got the answers.
Sure, you bet, Gail. For further information on the sale, Gail, it's readily accessible on Wagyu365.com. there'll be our entire team's contact information, what have you, and requisite sale information's posted from now until sale time. And so by all means, if there are any enthusiasts out there seeking more information, whether it's sale catalog, particular details about a subset of cattle, we're glad to talk to you about the sale at Wagyu365.com for sure. So,
Kylie, is there going to be any live viewing or opportunity for folks to go see the cattle before the sale?
Sure, there will be. At the very beginning part of April, there will be designated days, Gail, that that folks can go to one of four locations. The cattle are housed primarily in the Atlantic, Iowa area. There's two locations in Missouri and one location in Oklahoma. The lion's share of the full-blood cattle will be in Iowa, and then there'll be a smattering of commercial cattle spread between Missouri and Oklahoma as well.
Okay, great. Kylie, can you think of anything we've left out? I don't want to gloss over anything here. I think we've been pretty thorough.
Yeah, no, I really can't. It's just an exciting time to be in the Wagyu business. Gail, by and large, like I said, the current call to action is prime, and Wagyu does that better than any other breed going currently. And it's a large buying opportunity for any potential enthusiast, breeder, commercial cattleman that wants to engage in the Wagyu marketplace.
Yeah, this is an exciting one. Kylie, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today, and thank Wagyu 365 for what you guys do in the cattle industry. We're just happy and proud that you think of us.
All right, thank you, Gail. I appreciate your time, and by all means, feel free to reach out to us anytime.
Everyone, that's Kylie McKenna from Wagyu 365. Please check out the big event sale. It's a 3-day live online auction. This is a complete and total dispersal sale, the nation's largest seed stock ever hosted. What a great one this is going to be. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Tell your neighbors and friends about us. Take care.
Hey, a special thanks to the team from Wagyu 365 for chatting with us today. Make sure you check out the upcoming total dispersal sale of JDH Wagyu, April 20 through the 22nd. For other upcoming sales, check out our March digital edition online at AmericanCattleman.com. And here's Michelle again with another quick word from our sponsor, the official hat company of the American Cattleman, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery.
It's way more than just a hat. It's a piece of American tradition. We're talking about Shorty's Cowboy Hattery, the finest handmade hats in the country. Founded by National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, Lavona Shorty Coger. For over 30 years, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery has covered the heads of rodeo stars, music stars, working ranch cowboys, and folks that just want to look like one. Shorty's hats remain world famous and are sought after for their attention to detail, intricate sewing process, and signature beaver fur and beaver fur blends. You gotta get you one or two. Visit shortyshattery.com because you deserve the best.
Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the American Cattleman Podcast and the special producer profile. Thanks again to our sponsors, Rawhide Portable Corral, Lewis Cattle Oilers, and Shorty's Cowboy Hattery. The American Cattleman Podcast is produced by the American Cattleman Magazine. Check out our website, www.americancattleman.com, or find us on social media by searching for The American Cattleman. Until next time, make sure the gate is always closed.